Yes, sisters! I am so happy to have you all here with me. We have worked so tirelessly for this moment. Tonight, we feast! For in the morning, we will attack. There will not be a man, woman, nor child who will not fear us. We have lived for far too long in the shadows. Since the trials in Salem, we have cowered in the presence of mortals. I say, no longer! Do we not deserve vengeance? Do we not deserve to take our true and rightful place above these humans? They feed upon this earth like a parasite and discard it as though it does not provide the very air they breathe, the very water they drink, the food they use as fuel. Who dares to bite the hand that feeds them so recklessly and fight amongst themselves for scraps of land as if they owned them? They are the masters of their own endless suffering. At first light, centuries of tireless work will be realized. You have chosen me as your queen, and I will bring us into a new dawn! A world where witches are free to live openly. We will practice our magic without fear. They will have no choice but to stand by and watch as we correct the injustices of their history. Bring forth to me the human who has helped our plight. You. We are eternally grateful for what you have done. My sisters and I will bless you and your future generations. You will never go hungry. You will never be cold or alone. You will be rewarded greatly. Starting with tonight. Sisters, feast! I will see you in the morn. This human has one or two more tasks in my bedchamber before I will release him of his duties. Follow me, mortal. Close the door. Do you wish to stay here with me tonight? No harm will come to you if you decline. You needn't be afraid of me. You are already in my good graces. I only wish to have some fun with you before tomorrow's events. I have a lot of stress and anticipation, and I need pleasure. Like I need breath. But only from a willing participant. Good. My form pleases you. It is the form that you desire most. I can reach into your innermost thoughts and fantasies. I have made myself into what turns you on the most. You see what I want you to see. Take out your cock. Yes? I understand you have a need to please, and I am more than willing to show you my appreciation. After all, you have been such a good boy. Stroke your cock for me. Now I'll tell you how this will unfold. I intend to use your tongue to give myself the most intense pleasure. You'll put it inside my pussy, suck on my clit, lick my ass, whatever it is I tell you to, but you will not come. I, however, will come on your face like it was made for me to ride it. I know your cock is so hard right now. Exactly how I want it. After that, I'm going to ride your cock until I come again. My pussy is just as tight as you want it to be. But still, you will not come. Oh my, I'm getting my cunt so wet just thinking about it. Then I will take your cock down my throat so I can taste myself. And only then will you have your release. I need to drink your cum like it's a fine wine. Your cum will give me strength. Your moans will fuel my fire. Then, I may keep you as my pet, or I may lend you to my coven as a toy for satisfaction. When the world changes, there will be new laws and hierarchies. You will be the most desired man in the world. Every witch will want you. So again, I ask you, if this is what you want, then take your place on the bed, stroking your cock with your tongue out, ready for me to fuck your face. Yes. Use that tongue. Use it. Ooh. Yes. Ooh. Stay still and just let me fuck your mouth. Stop. Stop. Put your tongue in my ass. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, now go back to my pussy. Good boy. Yes. Yes, you're pleasing me very much. I can feel the orgasm stirring inside of me. Yes. You want to make me come, do you? Yes. Moan into my cunt like a good boy. I'm going to come on your fucking face. Are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, keep stroking your fucking cock. Don't you dare come. Keep stroking, keep fucking stroking. Yes, you are the perfect toy. The perfect toy. Oh, the coven is going to have so much fun with you. Oh, and that perfect tongue of yours. Ah, ah. Oh, now stay there while I climb on your cock. Oh, yes. Don't move. Just let me fucking use your cock, mortal. You have been such a good help to me. You have more to do. Let me use your cock and your cum to make myself even more powerful. Yes. Your tongue or your cock. I can't decide which feels better. Don't even think about coming. Don't even think about it. I want that for my throat. I want to drink it. Ah! You feel my pussy tighten around you. Oh! Oh, good boy. Good boy. Look up at me. You will have your reward. You will have it. Oh. Just let me come on your cock. Just let me come on your cock. Oh. A little more. A little bit more. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm almost there. Fuck me, mortal. Fuck me. Feel my cum slide down your cock. Yes, I am very pleased with you. I am very pleased. And the coven, I will tell my sisters of your power. Your power to bring me to orgasm. It has been a century since I have experienced a toy like you. Now stay there. You are to come deep down my throat. Tasting myself, my cum of your cock. What a treat. to give me what I demand. Pound for me. I mustn't miss a drop. You have served me so well, mortal. Now we must sleep. I wish to sleep with your cock next to my face. And perhaps, if I have the urge, I will suck on it again and again and again.